G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
A biblical perspective on life, culture and current events. This is 2020 on Vision.
This is Andrew McLennan. Many of us who attend church on Sunday see our pastor as that person that preaches, that prays, that always seems to be filled with faith. They visit us when we're in trouble or our family members. But many of us don't ever stop to think that maybe our pastors need care and support sometimes too. Thankfully, there are many ministries out there that do care for pastors behind the scenes, and I'm joined by one such ministry right now. It's called Grow a Healthy Church. It's run by John Finkeldy in Perth, Australia, and I welcome John to the program now. John, welcome.
Hey, Andrew. Great to be with you today.
Well, it's great to be with you, John. So tell us, how do you help care for pastors?
Well, I pastored for 30 years here in Perth in our church, and back in 2012 we launched Grow a Healthy Church, which is a consulting, coaching and training ministry for pastors around the world. So we go in and work alongside pastors to support them, give them some clarity and next steps to take in growing a healthy church, and coach them through various scenarios. We do a lot of that work and have done a lot of work in that over the last 12 years.
And so for our listeners who don't see the side of church you see, you are a former pastor and you're helping pastors behind the scenes. In what sort of ways do you think pastors actually need care and support that the average churchgoer doesn't see?
Yeah, look, I think pastors are as flesh and blood as the rest of us. And I think it's good occasionally for church members to think, you know what, my pastor is a normal human being with normal emotions and normal responses and, you know, that sense of up and down that we all have as people. And I think there's some practical ways church members can really help their pastors and support them. And I think one of the most basic ways, one of the most fundamental ways, is to pray for your pastor, especially on Friday and Saturday as they lead into their Sunday. Sunday is both a worship day for a pastor, but it's also a work day, a ministry day, where they will have to preach or lead a service or make an announcement that might be awkward and difficult. And they'll have to talk with people, pray with people, really interact with people's scenarios, and people may bring some problems to them on Sunday. So I think if you can pray for your pastor, especially on that Friday, Saturday time as the pastor's coming towards the Sunday, and pastors tend to carry their Sunday quite solidly and, if like, burdensomely, especially on the Friday and Saturday, as they think about their message, think about the service, think about their people. So I think uplifting in prayer is a really good thing. And also, if I can give a really practical tip to a church member, is that on a Sunday, before or after a service, have a word of encouragement to your pastor. Thank them, appreciate them. Maybe the sermon they gave wasn't the best one you've ever heard in your life, but say something kind to them, say something blessing to them, appreciate them. And can I encourage church members, never before a service go up to a pastor and unload your problem on them before a service. Before a service, a pastor's thinking about the ministry, the sermon, the people. They may not be well, they may have a headache themselves, they may have crawled out a sick bed to make it to church to kind of push through themselves. Never unload on a pastor before a service. And if the problem is not pressing, don't unload on the pastor after the service. Maybe give him a call during the week and say, hey, there's something I really need to discuss with you.
Yeah, hey, that's great. That's three really good keys there. So I want to go back to the first one. So the first one's pray. I love that. Pray on a Friday and Saturday. Even the great Apostle Paul, who had, you know, incredible revelation. He had face-to-face encounters with Jesus. You know, he was soaring as a Christian, wasn't he? But even he appealed to the churches, didn't he, John? Constantly pray for us, pray for us, pray for us.
Yeah, you find about a quarter of Paul's references to prayer in his writings, him actually asking for prayer. So I think if the Apostle Paul needed prayer, your pastor needs it maybe even more.
Yeah, boom. And the second point I love as well, which is give them a word of encouragement. What about the Christian, John, who says to themselves, oh, I don't want to encourage my pastor too much. He might get a big head. What would you say about that?
I would say let the Lord work that out. Let the Lord work out. The Lord has his Ways and Means Committee up there in heaven devising ways for all of us to remain humble. So I think I would let the Lord work out that humility in your pastor's life. And I don't think your pastor's going to get so overloaded with encouragement that he's going to get a big head. I mean, most people receive a sermon, receive prayer and ministry, and just receive faithful service over many years and don't say thank you, hardly ever at all. Or don't come back to a pastor and say, gee, that was a great message, or text them with an encouragement. I don't think your pastor's overloaded with encouragement, so I think you'll be safe.
Yeah, and just on that point, it's probably hard for people to realise this, but would you say it's fair to say, John, that a lot of pastors really doubt themselves and even doubt their ability to preach well and even question their own sermons after they've preached it, no matter how good, bad or ugly it is?
I think you talk to any pastor, they will tell you after a service that they're re-preaching their sermon in their head for a day or so, thinking, oh, I forgot to mention that story. I didn't get that point across. Oh, if I could preach this again, I really would sharpen it up in a different way. So I think most pastors step out of the pulpit feeling their weakness, feeling not their strength. And I think sometimes when a pastor goes to another church, preaches a message that they preached a couple of years ago in their home church, and because they've refined it, they kind of feel, gee, I think that worked better today. I think most pastors would like a second shot at their sermon. So I think be gracious, be kind, don't compare them to other pastors you can watch and listen to online, but just see what the Lord will speak to you through your pastor, through his study and his preparation.
Yeah, very good advice. And I think a few years ago, a study came out of the US. Was it the second most stressful job in America, I think, or third, was being a pastor? Is that true, John?
I think the stress levels are significant and high because I think because of the complexity of it, Andrew. You have to, every Sunday, you're up there preaching brand new, fresh content. Live. It's not recorded. It's not totally refined and all polished up and filtered. You're preaching fresh content live. You're probably handling staff during the week, so you have to be a boss in the workplace with industrial relations laws and all that area. There's compliance for government regulations that are at their maximum these days compared to even 10, 20 years ago when I was pastoring. Then also you have to marry people, the joy of that, and then you have to bury people, and some pastors will do a wedding and a funeral in the same week, and you could hardly get a greater contrast of emotions. Then also pastors have their own families. They have their own stress levels. They have their own financial pressures. I don't think you'll find pastors are paid as well as many other professional vocations. So I think you find these different pressures. This all adds up to a complex situation that pastors are dealing with that probably most church members don't realize, that your pastor wears a number of different hats combined into one role, where he's also got to be there when you're not well and visiting you in hospital, while at the same time celebrating your child's engagement to get married. So I think there's a range of challenges for pastors that do make it complex and also make it quite tiring at times.
Yeah, and thanks to social media and the internet now, the average pastor anywhere in the world can, you know, quickly Google, you know, the largest church in Australia or the largest church in the US or around the world, and then they look at their own church and think, wow, I'm a failure. I'm not even anywhere near that. And that's another layer of complexity too, isn't it, into the average pastor's life?
Yeah, social media has made it really challenging. And I think I remember coaching one pastor who said Sunday night they'd get onto Instagram and it'd be the most depressing experience because no one's posting pictures of empty pews on a Sunday afternoon. Yeah. Everyone's posting their best shots. And I told them, stay off Instagram till the middle of the week. Just kind of roll on. with your life, because you're only seeing one side. It's very 2D. You're not seeing a 3D appreciation of someone else's church. And so I think that's added to the complexity. The internet has made life more interesting, fascinating, but also more complex for all of us. And I think especially that can play on pastors who are kind of feeling that pressure to be better than what they are at sometimes.
Yeah. And so then we come back to your second point, which was, you know, give your pastor an encouraging word. In the context of everything you've just shared, a nice little word on a Sunday, it actually does mean a lot, doesn't it, John? Or a text message during the week, or an email, or a little gift, just a simple gift, or even just buying them a coffee and just saying, I love you, pastor. It is nice, isn't it, John, when pastors receive encouragement and appreciation?
Yeah, I think a bit of that specific intentional encouragement to say to a pastor after service, I love that story you shared in the sermon, or the way you brought out that scripture about Elijah, that really spoke to my heart. Doesn't have to be long, doesn't have to be, just kind of go into great depth and detail, but the more specific it is, the more encouraging it is. If it's too general, hey, great message, Pastor, that's good, that's great, I'll take that every day of the week. But if you do something very specific, or just to text your pastor on Friday, say, been praying for you, believing for a great Sunday, that just boosts the pastor's heart and mind, knowing that you're thoughtful, that you're appreciative. And maybe even, send them a gift voucher, $10 at a local cafe for a couple of coffees. And just say, hey, have a coffee on me. Here's a gift voucher for you. I mean, it doesn't have to be a lot. It doesn't have to be over the top. And it doesn't have to be all the time. But just every now and again. Imagine if everyone listening to us, Andrew, today, sent a text to their pastor this week just saying, thank you for your faithful service to Christ and our church. Really appreciate who you are. Imagine if that happened. There'd be a lot of pastors just extra bounce in the step today with that.
I agree. Hey, get on the phone, everyone. I think that is a great suggestion. And then we'll just flesh out the third point, because I think some people might hear that and go, oh, but isn't it the pastor's job to pray for me and help me? But you're right. I mean, before a service or just after a service, pastors are really trying to focus on the service itself, which is reaching out to, you know, how many people are there, we don't know. And it is a difficult time, isn't it, to zero in on one person's issue or challenge when you're trying to think about the whole church for that hour or two on a Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, I think before a service, let your pastor have space. And if you engage with him, let it be light. Don't let it be heavy. Now, if you've got a significant problem that needs prayer, absolutely, go to your pastor after the service and ask for prayer. However, if you've got a complaint, you know, you've got, oh, I don't like what we're doing here, don't bring that up on a Sunday. Make that a phone call, make that a coffee during the week. Because it's interesting, Andrew, that I found after I preached, I felt very vulnerable. I felt like I'd shared an aspect of my life and my journey and aspects of the truth of Scripture. And I felt quite wide open. I felt like, you know, if someone came and kind of said something cutting at that time, it would appear to me, it felt like to me, this might just be my experience, but it felt like that would go deeper and cut me and wound me in a way that if you said that to me on Wednesday, I could cope better. And I think pastors are very open spiritually on a Sunday. Their soul is open. They're sharing from their own journey and story. There's no doubt that your church members know your pastor better than your pastor knows the church members, because pretty well every time you're getting up there, you share something of who you are and your journey, your story, your family, your situation. So I think pastors are particularly vulnerable after a service. But by all means, go and get prayer, share your problem, but reserve your complaints, your kind of, I don't like this sort of stuff. No problem telling that to your pastor. He needs to hear that. But save that for Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, great advice, John. So three pieces of very solid advice. Number one, pray. Number two, give words of encouragement to your pastor and try not to bombard them with too much information either before or after a service about a challenge or a situation. John, that is brilliant. And if anyone's listening today and you have a pastor and you sometimes think, oh, they might need a bit of encouragement or they might need even a little bit of mentoring from an older pastor. John Finkeldy pastored for 30 years, one of the largest and most influential churches in Perth at the time. He is now a coach and a mentor and a support two pastors, and his ministry is called Grow a Healthy Church. So if you Google Grow a Healthy Church, maybe this is a way you can bless your pastor. Introduce them to Grow a Healthy Church and John Finkelde, who travels the world and Australia, mentoring, blessing, coaching pastors and just being a support for them. We'll be happy to step into that space, will you not, John, and be a blessing to everyone's pastor?
Totally, Andrew. Would love to do that. Work with dozens of pastors every year. And if you Google Grow a Healthy Church, you will find me on page one of Google.
John, thank you so much for your very practical tips and advice on how all of us can love and care for our pastors.
Thanks, Andrew, for having me.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.